Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bird Show.
Something doesn't smell right. Just doesn't smell right. I'm not meaning literally, but in Jenna's relationship with her boyfriend, she's feeling something ain't smelling right. So she asked for our help to get to the truth. Hey, Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What doesn't smell right?
Well, I just kind of want to, you know, see. I'm a little confused here, but I've been dating my boyfriend for pretty good 8 months now. And we met at we got a mutual friend and we met at the barbecue, and he was so charming compared to like everybody else there. Like he was the best guy in the backyard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Things kind of took off seriously with us, and he's already met my parents. We've been talking about, like, we've been picking out colors, you know, as far as moving in together. Like, we're really getting serious. But the issue is that, he says, like, when we talk about, you know, past relationships and things, he says, like, his ex destroyed him by cheating on him. Like, that's one of his soft spots, is that he doesn't, you know, want to be cheated on again. And, what he told me was that his ex hooked up with one of his coworkers, and that, you know, that's what ended their relationship. And I just want you guys to, I want y'all to contact his ex for me. Like, I want to know.
Okay, so what about his story doesn't sit right with you? Why even suss it out?
All right, well, just a few weeks ago, I went to, like, one of my friend's birthday parties, and I ran into one of Evan's coworkers. And, you know, we were having drinks and having a little girl talk, and, like, the coworker slipped up and said, like, I'm still surprised Evan blamed Sam for, like, the whole cheating thing. And Sam is his ex, you know? So it didn't sit right with me. I was like, you know, put my drink down. Like, wait a minute. I asked her, what do you mean by that? Like, what does that mean? And she's like, you didn't hear it from me. Okay, but it wasn't her. Like, she wasn't the one that cheated. And it's been, like, spiraling me ever since. I wanted to say something, but I just don't know how to say it. And I'm just confused on, like, did he lie to me?
All right. So since you called us, you don't want to take the mature route. And why is that? Why won't you just go to him and just go, hey, here's what I heard?
Oh, I don't.
It's a lie.
I don't even know how to bring it up, you know? Like, I mean, because what if he gets offended because I'm having, like, girl chat with one of his ex-coworkers, you know? Okay.
He'll lie. Things are going to get messy. Like, you got to find some kind of back route to get the facts. Or at least the facts from somebody else's point of view.
Guys don't lie. I'm sticking up for guys right now.
Okay, good luck with that.
None of them.
Yeah, none of them. Not a single one.
Hasn't happened in the history of man.
I don't want to start any drama, guys. You know.
Oh, it's too late. You're on a radio morning show.
We always say that. I'm the most. I don't like drama. I'm the least dramatic person I know. You called us.
Yeah, the drama started when you hit at theburtshow.com.
When you sent that initial email requesting our assistance. So, I mean, Jenna, I get, like, you know, you're trying to digest this information, and your boyfriend's telling you one thing, you hear the story from somebody else, but people do a lot of talking, like, believe none of what you hear, half of what you see. So you just want us to reach out to the ex to try to get her side of the story and see if he did indeed cheat on her.
Hold on one sec here, Jenna. What was the cliche you just used?
Believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see.
Oh. I've never heard, that's very skeptical. I've never heard of that before.
None of what you hear and half of what you see, right? Well, Bert's only seeing half of us anyway because he's blind in his right eye.
Because especially if you look at videos and stuff like that, like there's always out of context.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially now. So you believe none of what you hear and only half of what you see because things are doctored and, like I said, out of context.
And
what you see, also half of what you see because you don't know what people's motives are behind what they're doing and you're going to create your own narrative. So, yeah, it's a skeptical way to look at life,
sure,
but it's a freaking accurate one.
And AI is so believable now. Uh-huh. I just saw a video of Queen Elizabeth on Broadway in Nashville, and I was like, I thought she was dead. And I was like, wait, this is not real. That's how believable it looks.
It's true, man. All right, Jana, so you wanted our help. Tom, you want to take it from here, our show director here?
Actually, I didn't handle this one. Kristen reached out on
Kristen.
This one.
Yeah, Tommy and I both agree that, like, me reaching out to the ex, like, girl to girl, might have a better response than, you know, Tommy. Well, Tommy does get information. His tactics can be...
I call them results.
Yes. So, yes, I did, Jenna, I did reach out to the ex, and it was a ruse. We kept it anonymous. I said we're doing this new bit on the show and asked her questions in exchange for a $100 Venmo. So I hit up Amy. She approved that we could give this chick $100.
She hasn't approved $100 for me in months.
Yeah, but some of the questions, and she did respond because homegirl was down for $100. So the questions that she responded to, how did your relationship start and end? Was there infidelity? Do you feel like you were the one who made mistakes? After the breakup, did you keep in touch? And the last one, if you could tell his next girlfriend one thing about him, what would it be?
All right, Jenny, you got to have to hang out for just a couple of minutes. We got a break. And when we come back, Kristen will tell you exactly what you did get responses.
I did. Yes, I did. She answered all the questions.
She answered all of them. So we'll tell you what it is in just a couple of minutes. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, guys.
You can always hang up.
No. I'm here. I want the truth. Okay, like, if he lied about this, you know, is he, like, I just need to know. He may have lied about everything.
We got answers for you coming up next on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Two quick things here before we find out if Jenna's boyfriend is a big fat liar. Cassie, grab a mic here real quick because I had a dream about you last night, girl.
Oh, come on now.
I'm sure it was great.
You ready for this one?
No.
I don't know. Remember what happened the last time you shared a dream on the air? You sure you want to go down this road?
I don't remember that. What happened?
Oh, I do remember.
We're not going to rehash the dream, but somebody got upset with you because you shared your dream on the air, and it was inappropriate, and it made people uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. No, this has nothing to do with that.
Okay. Just checking.
You know, when you're in a new relationship and you have this job, you have to find out where those boundaries are, right?
Yeah.
I found out that night.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
And now you're retiring.
Is it coincidence? I don't know. The dream I had about you last night was, and it makes total sense for me. I was calling around to get you a job, and I landed you a job.
Ooh, where?
As a skipper on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disney World.
Oh my God, are they the ones who like spout off all the facts?
Do all the puns?
That is literally the one job I would want.
Right?
That is my favorite ride because of all the facts they share about the animals that are so random.
It makes so much sense because, no, you're thinking of the safari.
No.
This is that really lame Jungle Cruise ride.
I haven't been on that one.
Animatronic animals?
Oh my God, have you not been on that?
I haven't been on that one.
Because we do the safari. So I have a hard rule on Bert's Big Adventure because we always end up going second day, Animal Kingdom, and then on to Hollywood Studios. But because we do Animal Kingdom and we all do the safari together, when it's Magic Kingdom Day, I refuse. I'm like, even if the family wants to go do the Jungle Cruise, I'm like, no. Our time is better spent elsewhere. We are not doing it.
Is that an indoor ride?
No.
This ride is meant for you. If the skipper just goes around and it's a boat, and all he does is make like these pun jokes the entire time. They're so bad, they're funny.
Oh my God, I would love that.
How have
job.
You not gone and done that yet?
That is like literally, bye, I'm retiring now. I'm going to go be a skipper at Disney.
Okay, so now the mission for Bert's Big Adventure 2026 isn't about taking kids with chronic and terminal illness to Disney. It's about taking Cassie and letting her do the Jungle Cruise. Yeah.
We should make you an honorary skipper. We can make that happen.
Oh, my God. That
would be amazing. Second thing is, I went against my instincts, and I knew I shouldn't have said anything, and I did, and I got the results. I was hoping I wouldn't. You remember it was a couple of days ago where I said, hey, you guys, thanks so much. The Burt's Big Adventure raffle is going so great. We already sold 863 raffle tickets, and there's only 5,000. I know you guys. Like, as soon as I gave you a little whiff of success, that you would check out, and that's what's happened.
Oh, so, seriously?
So now we're stalled. It stalled. Now we're behind on the raffle.
All right, so we are giving away a 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. And if you want to drive away in a brand new car for only $100, you have to go to burstbigadventure.org and get yourself a raffle ticket. Now, this does typically happen because for people love to procrastinate. You have until October 22nd to get your tickets.
But we got 5,000 this year.
And that's more than we've ever sold in the past. And the reason why we're doing that is because our last day is the 24th. And while Burt's Big Adventure is still going to go on and nothing is happening to Burt's Big Adventure, we're not going to have this platform to promote it as bigly as we've done in the past. Now, Q99.7 has still embraced Burt's Big Adventure, is going to promote our different, you know, promotions and events and solicit for donations. But this is going to be our really last big push as Burt Show members.
Bart's going to nail you for bigly later on.
Yeah, that's not a word.
No, it's not. He's going to nail you for that
one. Yeah, probably. My husband loves to tell me when I say things wrong.
All right, so you can buy the raffle tickets. We really need it. Don't let that momentum initially stop you from buying them. We got 5,000 to sell. We really need your help. You can buy those tickets at burtsbigadventure.org.
Okay, Jenna's been waiting. Can we get to Jenna? Because yes. I know she's freaking out right now.
I know. It's a very bigly deal.
Oxford Languages Online says bigly is a word.
Is it?
There you go.
All right, so have that in your back pocket when he comes down on you later.
Technically, Bart didn't say anything. It was Bart.
Did someone just say the F word?
I said, suck it.
Oh.
That's the second time in 2 days I'll think I'm cussing up on the radio. I said, suck it, Bart.
All right, Jenny here, you're right, has been waiting. So yes. Jenna called us a little bit ago, and she's like, I think my boyfriend might be lying to me.
So Jenna has been dating her boyfriend for 8 months. Everything's going swimmingly. They have met the parents. They're talking about moving in together. And there's something about, they have had discussions about their past, and he said his ex really did him dirty because she cheated on him. However, she ran into a coworker of her boyfriend's who got a little tipsy and was like, yeah, I can't believe he blamed his ex for the cheating when it was totally him. And she's like, excuse me, what?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jenna now believes her boyfriend is lying to her about why his past relationship ended and that he was the one who cheated and not his ex. And so she wanted to get the other side of the story. She wanted us to reach out to the ex anonymously and get her take on her truth on what happened in the relationship.
All right, Jenna, you ready for some answers? Can you handle the truth?
I'm not sure. Oh, my God. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, we're here.
This is the big moment. So this is what I've been waiting for. So I just bring it on. Bring it on.
You sound weirdly excited. Are you hoping to dump this man?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest. My nerves are shot right now. I'm hoping for the best, but I'm also preparing myself for the worst.
How long have you been going out with this dude?
8 months now.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not long term as of yet, but I mean, it's over the hump of just early beginnings, you know?
All right. Kristen, you want to take it from here?
I would love to. All right. So I reached out to his ex and I sent her an email and said, hi. My name is Kristen, and I'm reaching out from The Burt Show. We're doing a relationship feature called The X-Files, where we ask people to share their side of a past relationship. Just a few honest reflections, nothing too personal. We keep everything completely anonymous, no names on air, and we'll send you a $100 Venmo as a thank you for helping out. If you're open to it, we'd love to get your perspective on your last relationship. Here are a few quick questions. You can simply reply to this email with your answers. One, how did your relationship start and how did it end? Two, was there infidelity? Three, looking back, do you feel like you were the one who made mistakes or did he do something that broke your trust? After the breakup, did you two stay in touch or go your separate ways? And lastly, if you could tell his next girlfriend one thing about him, what would it be? Thanks again for considering. We'll send the Venmo right after we receive your response. Warmly, Kristen.
Warmly.
Because you know, I'm not Tommy. And honestly, Jenna, it didn't take long. She did respond and she did answer every single one of the questions. You you prepared yourself for the worst, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Nah, let's wait another segment.
God, Kristen, no rush. Okay, yeah, I guess I am ready.
Okay, all right, hang tight. She responded, and she goes, for $100, why not? How did your relationship with your ex start and end? She responded, we met at work and started dating pretty quickly. At first, he was thoughtful and really attentive, the kind of guy who'd bring me coffee just because. Mm-hmm. But about a year and a half in, he changed. He started staying late at the office a lot and getting distant. Eventually, I found out he'd been cheating on me with someone from our workplace. That's how it ended. So with the second question, was there infidelity? She said, see my answer to question number one. What ended up being worse than the cheating was after I ended things, he told people I cheated.
Oh my God.
I guess it was easier for him to play the victim. It's been a couple of years, but that still stings. All right, Jenna, quick check in. How we doing, girl? I'll take that as not good. Moving on.
And she thinks she was going to go, lovely.
Lovely.
Seems like a lovely day today.
She's like, terrible. Next question.
Mm-hmm. That's not how I wanted to start my morning.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, we could have done this in the afternoon.
Yeah. Or the evening. Yeah. For a nice glass of wine.
All right. So the last three questions. Looking back, do you feel like you were the one who made mistakes or did he do something that broke your trust? I'm sure I wasn't perfect, but he's the one who broke the trust. The hardest part wasn't even the cheating. It was how easily he lied about it and made me feel crazy for suspecting anything. The next question, after the breakup, did you two stay in touch or go your separate ways? We went our separate ways, though he did try to reach out a few times after the breakup. Late night text, I miss you stuff. I never responded. I knew if I did, I'd get pulled back into the same cycle. Plus, I'm pretty sure he still works with the woman he cheated on me with. And last question, if you could tell his next girlfriend one thing about him, what would it be? What she would like to tell you, Jenna? He's charming. Really good at saying all the right things, but don't take everything he says at face value. If your gut tells you something's off, believe it. He'll do anything to keep his image clean, even if that means lying about what actually happened.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait a minute. I miss you stuff. Like, I want to know when was that? Like, has it been in he still works with the lady he cheated?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot to digest, Jenna.
Knowing what we know about this guy, could have been yesterday that he said, I miss you. Could have been 10 minutes ago.
Right. Oh, no.
Well, now our streak is broken. I told you guys before, no man has ever lied in the history of man.
And he's the first.
Yeah, streak is broken now, this guy.
What? How are you going to dump him? You going to text him? You going to call him? You going to embarrass him at work?
And this is definitely a face-to-face conversation. I have to see, like, the look on his face when, like, I just want to see his facial expression change because he's been running with this, this victimized, I got cheated on. And here I am, like, giving him all this empathy and, like, his blanket of protection. And the whole time, he was, like, you're not the victim. You're the villain in this. Mm-hmm. And oh, my gosh. And I've had such a horrible perception of Sam because you made her out to be like this horrible person that, like, what kind of girl cheats on you with your coworker? Like, what is that? And the whole time it was you. And he still works with her. So
you can do this face to face. Excuse me, but I just think he's going to do the same thing to you. He's just going to lie and gaslight you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I know now. I have confirmation. So that's not going to happen. He's definitely getting dumped because if you've lied about that, what else have you lied about in the last 8 months? And you're sending I miss you texts to someone that you said cheated on you. So, like, it makes absolutely no sense.
All of that is accurate.
Yeah, yep. I feel like there's no coming back from this.
No.
I got a little self-esteem, so I'm going to just, like, tuck that in my pocket and take it with me when I go approach him about this. And, yeah, we're going to walk away with that. We're going to keep the self-respect and leave the man.
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry we had to give you the bad news, but at least you can get out of this after only 8 months.
Thank you. I really appreciate you doing this. Sometimes they say don't go digging because you find what you're looking for.
Nope.
Definitely found it. All right. Yeah.
All right, Jenna. Good morning. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
It's one thing in Atlanta that is the perfect indicator of your mood right now. What is it?
It is a mood ring, and it requires you to put absolutely nothing on your body. It just requires you to get in your car. And I think a lot of women who love to run errands as much as I do are going to really relate to this, because the one thing I really appreciate about the part of town that I live in Atlanta is I have my pick of about 15 different grocery stores, and they're not all different variations of Publix. They're like Fresh Market, yep. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Publix, Aldi, Target, Walgreens. And I've realized that depending on the mood that I'm in, that is how I decide to choose my grocery store. Like if I'm in a bougie mood, I always find myself running to Whole Foods. If I just got that direct deposit hitting, I'm like, I'm taking myself to Whole Foods. Whereas about a week ago, I was like, you know what? I really had like a crazy weekend last time. I was out at the Beltline. I spent a crazy amount of money and I did my grocery shopping at Walgreens. So
You could do grocery shopping at Walgreens,
yeah,
all of it?
Yeah. If you're at rock bottom like I was, yeah. You can go to Walgreens, you can get your bananas, you can get your Quest chips, you can get your cereal. And
there's produce at Walgreens?
Yeah. Huh. Unfortunately, there shouldn't be. I don't know. They probably have like the crazy type of preservatives that give you cancer. Yes.
Go to the pesticide aisle.
Yeah, but I've noticed that it's not just me that's in these types of moods when I go to certain grocery stores. I've realized that when I go to the Club Licks down in Buckhead, like it's not just me that's in a very specific mood, because I will only go to my local Publix if I'm feeling very responsible, if I'm coming in with a list and I have 15 things that I know I need to get. I need to get my 600 Chobani yogurts. I need to get my unpesticide organic raspberries. It's like moms, it's small children, it's families that are at Publix ready to get their grocery shopping done. However, when I went to Club Licks at Buckhead, I noticed there are girls, it's me in my heels, it's the other girls wearing their pumps, they're getting a glass of wine at the little bar they have at the front of the store, and we're not there to get our yogurt, we're there to get wine, we're going to the liquor store next door, and we're getting all of the snacks that we're about to binge that weekend.
I'm curious, at the Club Licks, do they have, like with the shopping carts, like do they have cup holders for you to like to put your glass of wine? Because that would be really hella smart.
I can't remember because it's always in my hand.
Okay.
I've always finished it before I get to aisle 14.
Is that on Piedmont? Is that the old Disco Kroger?
Yes, Kroger. And then you have to think about Whole Foods versus Fresh Market, because those, while seemingly very similar, are actually wildly different. Because Whole Foods, you're bougie but responsible. Fresh Market, I haven't left my bed for days.
Okay, so what's funny about Fresh Market, I will only go to Fresh Market if I carry a basket. I will not go if I have to push a cart, because they have the brick whatever on the floor and it goes and it's my misophonia goes crazy as I'm trying to go through, get over, because Jimmy was with me and he was in the cart and we had to get over to the popsicles and he's like, Mama, it's so loud, and I'm like, I know.
I seek out that one cart that has one wheel that's all jacked up that's gonna make that sound.
Whereas the Whole Foods, they're squeaking the wheels with their organic canola oil. Yeah. They've got like safflower oil that they're oiling them up with, so you can like weasel your way down to the Whole Foods with the other Chastain Park moms. Whereas if I don't want to be seen by nobody, but I still want to feel a little fancy and have a nice meal that night, it's usually when I'm hungover, Fresh Market, there is nobody in those stores. It doesn't matter if you go at Sunday at noon or if you go at Monday at 4 p.m. That store is a wasteland.
So it won't be there very long is what you're saying.
Somehow it's still there. Somehow the Sprouts that was next to my apartment shut down within 2 months of me living here and then was empty for years, and finally we have a Trader Joe's, which brings me to my next point. Trader Joe's, unlike Club Licks, like Club Licks you have to be in your single girl era. If you are horny as all get out, you have to go to Trader Joe's, because that cashier will make you feel something for the first time in days. You'll just be getting there, getting your bananas, your dried apricots, your unnamed brand French vanilla yogurt, and you'll go to that cashier and that cashier will look at you and be like, hey, how's your weekend? And you're like, oh my God, I'm in love. Because they flirt with you so well. And everybody else is around my age. If you go at 6:30 p.m. on like a Thursday, it's all the hot guys that live in Buckhead. And finally, Aldi, you do have to drive a little bit far out for, but that's if you're broke, but you're not at rock bottom for Walgreens.
You're one rung from rock bottom? Is that what you're saying?
You're one rung from rock bottom.
Do you think they train those cashiers how to flirt?
Absolutely.
You think so?
I absolutely think. You know how at Chick-fil-A they treat you, or they teach their employees how to be nice and say my pleasure and to always have like good customer service? I think Trader Joe's, their training system is run by Pornhub. I think they have like the kind of Disney customer service where they tell you how to point, but they do it in a seductive way. It's like they give you those bedroom eyes and you're like, are you sure you work at Trader Joe's?
Okay, I'm not letting this go. We'll use the voice disguiser. If you're an employee at Trader Joe's or a manager, will you either call to confirm or deny that during your training, they're telling you flirt with customers? 1-855-BIRCHO. I think no way.
I've heard this. I have on TikTok.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yep. Just, it's like lightly alluded to, but it's basically other people walking out being like, I go, because the Trader Joe's people will flirt with me, to former Trader Joe employees. Not exactly confirming it, but sort of alluding to it.
Oh, there's got to be somebody that can either confirm or deny this. 1-855-VIRCHO. Now I'm dying to know.
I feel like they might have a similar program to Publix because they make an effort at Publix. Like they kind of try, but it's so clearly less flirtatious than the people at Trader Joe's. Like at Trader Joe's, you leave feeling like you're a 10 out of 10. I'm like, I don't know what I thought I was before in these sweatpants and hoodies, but I'm a Buckhead 10. Whereas if you go to Publix, they always ask you like oddly specific questions about your food. They're like, oh, the mango chobani yogurt, is that good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm buying it. There's 15 in my cart.
I'm curious why Kroger doesn't make the list.
I'm scared of Kroger.
What?
What? What do you mean you're scared
of
Kroger?
You know how many times I've heard the word murder Kroger for me to go, I don't know. How do you know which one is the murder Kroger?
It was the one that was over there near the Bella, but no, it's not there anymore.
But the problem is every Kroger looks like it could be a murder Kroger.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking? It's the only place that I shop.
The Kroger that's down the street from me, there's like the cement floors, everything is in those big cardboard boxes like they have at Costco. But
no, it's not.
Yes, it's like always in those big bins. And like the sushi looks very suspicious. I feel like they're going to give me listeria. Like maybe it's not murder Kroger. Maybe it's just like death by sushi poison.
Okay, well, I can attest because the Brookhaven Kroger is our Kroger. And in the 14 years we've lived here, yes, knock on wood, my husband has always made it there and back in one piece.
Sandy Springs Kroger here. No problems at all. Zero problems.
No, the Sandy Springs Kroger is the one I'm afraid of.
No, it's totally safe.
I always have to walk by it when Kristen wants to go to Companions. What is it? And you want it? It's beautiful in Companions, but then I feel like there's a dark cloud looming over the Sandy Springs
Kroger. You have lost your mind.
You really have lost your mind.
You can go in and get a dozen red roses or funeral flowers, according to Bert.
That's where I got them.
You can also get a nonstick pan and a glass and a bottle of wine and sushi all in one place.
It's terrifying.
You have lost it, girl. All right, gays, we want to party with you on Sunday.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, yes, we do.
Dude.
It's the Pride Parade, and we're going to be there.
Yeah, we are. As always, the Burt Show does not miss a Pride Parade. And this year, our theme is Love Island. What does that mean? Hell if I know, but that's what we're doing. We're going to have some palm trees on there and, you know, we're going to dress slutty, but not slutty. I got my Mamacita shirt. That's all I know. And so, but we will be there in rare form as we always are, waving and just, this is one of my favorite events of the year just because of the love and the acceptance and just the utter joy that's filled. It's just, it's a great event and we love being a part of it.
I learned a couple of years ago that we can do crowd work from the float, which is becoming really, really fun for me.
Crowd work?
Yeah. Like you can talk to people that are in the crowd. Yeah. You can interact with them. You can joke at them. They joke back at you. It's actually been really, really fun.
Did you do that last year?
I did.
I missed last year, so I missed that frivolity.
I sure did.
Now, this one over here years ago was just like, as we're moving through the parade, just letting people jump up on the float until we got to a point where I was like, this thing's going to tip. We've hit max weight capacity, and now we have become a hazard.
Yeah, it become a little bit of a legal issue.
Uh-huh. So we're not allowed to do that anymore, are we, Bert?
We're not allowed to do that this year.
Yeah, no, because you did that.
Are we allowed to have alcohol on the float this year?
We always do.
Well, we weren't supposed to last year.
We always do.
Okay. We had a wine float we couldn't drink. That's all going to change this year.
You're on The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Charlie Sheen is apologizing to Dax Shepard 20 years after a tense conversation. And the funny part is that Dax Shepard said he doesn't even remember this happening, but it was very relieving for Charlie Sheen. So he was recently a guest on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast. And he said 20 years ago, around Halloween, he cut Dax Shepard off during a conversation with some kind of rude comment, and he needed to apologize for it. And Dax was like, I don't remember any of this.
I was kind of in a mood in my chair, and I was about Halloween and just zero gratitude about anything, you know. And then he, like a couple people later, he starts sharing, talking about, you know, well, that's, I don't think you had kids yet, right?
No.
He's like, yeah, no, we had a great time. Went to a couple of parties this end, and you were like giving like the fun version of Halloween.
Oh.
And I was, and I literally like in the middle, I said, try it with kids, dude. And it was so, like, it was so inappropriate and unnecessary and uncalled for. So 20 years later, apologies.
Oh,
apologies. Yeah.
So it might be the most obnoxious clip we've ever played.
It might be the most obnoxious clip ever. Just two people going back and forth. But this is a little bit more sweet, a little bit more sentimental. I mean, if you want to call Charlie Sheen sentimental at all. But Dax Shepard also talked to Charlie Sheen about how he had watched his docuseries and said that he really fell in love with him by watching it. And I think it's probably because they both battled with addiction and they could really relate to each other in that sense. And he said that he was a little bit nervous about bringing Charlie Sheen back onto his podcast because he's like, is it good for me? Or am I going to feel good about giving this guy exposure that could potentially get him back in the spotlight, which might push him back into those old behaviors?
So I am watching this doc, and I'm just falling in love with you. And I know everyone that will watch it will fall in love with you. And everyone that will watch this will be in love with you.
Right on.
And the pattern's so insanely obvious. It's like ridiculous. The pattern is you get a ton, you f-ing obliterate. You got nothing. You somehow get a ton. You obliterate it.
Right.
And so I'm watching it and I'm loving you. And I know how everyone's going to feel. And I know you're going to have another opportunity to go be brilliant on a sitcom.
Thank you.
And I
or
am.
Or a film.
Or a film or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that terrifies the f*** out of me.
Interesting. Wow.
I'm so scared.
Wow.
For you to be given all the s*** again.
Wow.
Are you afraid of?
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're
not. No, I'm.
Is it crossed your mind?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm cautious about it.
I even thought of my own role in this. Like, do I want to play a role in it?
In getting people to
Love you and root for you and let you be back up there where think you have the talent to be and deserve. Right. Do I want to play a role in that? I don't ever want to see you on TV again.
Me neither.
And I literally had to think ethically, like, do I want to be a part of this process? Because I now love this dude from afar.
Wow.
And you understand that.
And I know.
Yeah.
So while the Charlie Sheen pattern is very obvious, right? Get a lot and you sabotage yourself. Get a lot. However, I thought that was such an astute observation from Dax Shepard and very insightful that he actually, like, he thought out that entire process. And, like, I actually really want to look out for this person because Dax has a very impressive platform with his podcast. He's a very, very popular podcast, and he would be playing a role in the new, in the potential rise of Charlie Sheen again. So I felt like, wow, how, like, that's a lesson in being, like, super self-aware, insightful, and I think it came from a genuine place. At least it sounded like it did.
He's one of the few celebrities that I think really is an amazing interviewer for that reason right there.
Yeah.
He doesn't ask just the fluffy things. He's 100% honest, and that kind of empathy is really insightful.
And I'm sure it made Charlie feel very safe and seen in that chair, in his armchair, if you will, knowing that, like, I'm not just getting something that a PR person gave you to be able to ask me, like, you really care about me as a person. You watched the documentary. You care about how this is going to affect my career. So we'll see if that actually leads to him getting another sitcom or film, as Charlie put out there.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.